Alita Piers, contributed. It started as a military hut at the Second World War Army training camp at Otter Point, brought into the village at the war's end. A family named Osborne brought it to the village center, opening a little cafe called Souk Coffee Shop. As a 14-year-old, I watched the hall take place in 1946. Souk had very few places to eat at that time. It was about the only place in Souk where you could get something to eat, so we all hung around there, Ray Vowles recalls. Of course, there was the renowned Souk Harbor House, but that was hardly a place where hungry fishermen and loggers would drop in for a meal. The legendary Mom's Cafe was not built until 1963. More history. Exploring the legacy of North Pacific explorers today, the original Army Hut, propped up on concrete blocks, has seen many additions and renovations in its almost 7 decades of existence. Recent news announcements indicate a 4-story mixed-use development is planned on this important corner property at the intersection of Townsend and Souk Roads. This aerial view shows how the property looked some 30 years ago when it was Souk Village Restaurant, run by Fred Muiz. When Kay Osborne ran the original Souk coffee shop, so many people dropped in to sample the pies that she had to call her sister Phyllis, the matron at Lytton Pioneer Hospital in the Fraser Canyon, to come and help. One of those pie customers was veteran logger Byron Johnson, and the retired nurse became Mrs. Johnson. Subsequent owners were the Mudricks, and then Ray Price and his wife Marjorie came from Victoria to run the coffee shop, with Marjorie specializing in afternoon teas. Soon, it became the place to hold tea party showers for the many new brides and weddings. Interestingly, the Prices had a small suite at the rear of the restaurant, which was rented out. Their son Trevor recalls that one tenant was RCMP member Bob Appleby, who married Vera Banner. After Marjorie Price retired, she gifted her china teacups to the museum. Next, the enterprise became a Chinese restaurant, which, in the mid-1980s, was expanded and run by a partnership of Bill and Sandy Pedno and Bob and Linda Anderson. The partners sold to Fred and Jeanette Mui, whose famous Chinese cuisine brought lineups well into the 1990s. Mui sold to King Village, and the next name we saw was Mai Mai's, with a Thai menu before returning to Chinese food. Currently, the site operates as India Delight Bistro and Bar. Alita Piers is the historian of the Souk Region Museum. Email historian@soukregionmuseum.com.